10 years, amen. And we have the privilege of having preached for us tonight, brother. So,
amen.
Can you see it, brother?
Thank you, Pastor, for giving me this opportunity to stand in your pulpit. As a Baptist, we hardly give our pulpit because we believe what we believe. But thank you, Pastor, for giving this opportunity that I can bring the Word of God this evening. When it comes to the Word of God, it reminds me that life is brief. Life is short. James 4:14 says, "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." Also in my Bible, it talks about that life is uncertain. Proverbs 27, verse number 1. "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what the day may bring forth." And also in my Bible, it talks about that death is sure. There are many things in life you can avoid, but death is coming. So when we enter 2024, know this truth, that life is brief, life is uncertain, and death is sure. Hebrews chapter number 9, verse 27. "And as it is appointed unto man, once to die, but after this, the judgment." Those things in the Bible are true. It needs the Word of God. And I thank Pastor for this opportunity of preaching tonight. As I've said, I'm from Fiji. I'm the pastor of Victory Baptist Church, right in the city of Suva. And it's a blessing to serve the Lord. It's always been a blessing to serve the Lord for all the brothers and sisters that are here this evening. The Bible says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain." This is only work that is not in vain, the Bible says, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I would like to encourage you, keep serving the Lord till He comes. You know, it's a blessing to leave Fiji back home and come to New Zealand for a short time. This is the best place to be in the church. Most of you will see us in every service. Many people think, what is there? Everything is here. Everything a person need is here. So 2024, the best place to be is to be in the house of the Lord. David himself, the king, "One thing have I desire of the Lord, and that will I seek after, to be in the what? House of the Lord all the days of my life." Every word that comes out from here, I'm telling you, it's very important. Eh? Don't miss out an opportunity of sitting down and getting all those things. And by the way, the Bible says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but His word will remain. So I would like to encourage you all this evening as I thank the Lord for an opportunity. 10 years ago, we had a missionary pastor from Alaska, America. When I heard about the prayer request that you're praying for a local pastor, I remember entering that church. That was our prayer as well. And my pastor said, "Hey, I'm going to leave. One of you men." And 2014, that the Lord said, "Hey, you have to take up that." And I thank the Lord. Looking back, there are many things that this will offer. But what happened? It will come to an end. What is, you know, one, there's only one life and shouldn't be passed. Only what you do for Christ will what? Will last. We have seen people, famous people come and go. I've never seen a 200-year-old person walking around Rotorua. I've never seen a 150-year-old, you know, which talks about that life is what? Short. It's very brief. You know, it's very important for us. And I just would like to encourage us this evening as we look at the Word of God. 2004, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I realized from the Bible that all of us have sinned and we come short of the glory of God. And I notice also in the Bible that says that the penalty of sin is death, separate from God. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. According to the Bible, this is the second death. 2004, I realized that I cannot save myself. According to the Bible, "For by grace are he saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." But the good news also I found from the Bible, that God himself provided a way through his son, Jesus Christ. But God commended his love towards us. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And then we know from the book of Romans that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I'm just roaming around in this earth. I know my place is there. I may not have a mansion in this life or in this world. I have a mansion there. And by the way, the road is made out of gold. You don't see any gold anywhere you go. But there is a place prepared for me. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, as he told the disciple. He believed in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many what? Many mansions. Christian, hold on to that faith. Walk by faith, you know. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter number 59. Just a thought I would like to leave with us this today. Isaiah chapter 59. In the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 59, I will read verse number 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it can not hear. I would like to preach from this verse alone to leave something with us, to take with us this week. The Bible says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened. I want you to see, I want you to observe, I want you to consider something. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it can not hear. You know, I cannot think of a more empowering, encouraging verse than this verse itself. There may be times when you'll wonder if God is still there or if he's interested in you. A lot of times, I don't know if the God I'm serving is real or no. Eh? Has that ever happened to you? But this verse reminds me, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it can not hear. You know, the word Lord is in all capital letters, if you notice, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, telling us that it is the name of Jehovah that is used in the Hebrew. God is as strong as he ever has been, and he can hear and answer your prayer today just as he did in the day of old. That's very comforting. That's very comforting to know. We can be sure that God is still working his will as he did in the beginning of time. I remember in Malachi chapter number 3, verse number 6, the Bible says, for I am the Lord, I change not. Three thoughts that I would like to leave this evening. When we read this verse, first thought is this. The Bible says, behold, the Lord's hand is not short. This talks about the extension of God's hand. The extension of God's hand. This tells us that God is not little. God is not little. The word for shortened means to dock off. There is no place God's loving arm cannot go and reach the vilest people. And there is no pit so deep that he cannot pull the weakest of sinners to safety. I don't know about you this evening. Have you ever thought, I don't think God will forgive me of my sin? One time I was serving the Lord and slowly I faded away or backslid. I don't think God will forgive me. Behold, the Lord's hand is not what? It's not short. What does it tell us? It talks about the extension of God's hand. God knows everything about you today. I don't know how far you away from God, but do remember the one thing, that the Lord's hand is not what? It's not shortened. There is no place God's loving arm cannot go and reach the vilest of people. There is no pit that's so deep that he cannot pull the weakest of sinners to safety. Remember this. You do not face any problem that God cannot solve. I want you to take with you. You do not face any problem that God cannot solve. Take your petition to Him, for we have a God who can. The Bible says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened. That talks about the extension of the God that we serve. And the God we serve is real. He is concerned about your situation right now. Whatever situation you face, do remember 2024, the Lord's hand is not shortened. Not only that, the Bible says that it cannot save. That it cannot save. That talks about the expectation of God's work. That it cannot save. This tells us that God is not limited. It reminds me in the book of Philippians chapter number 4. The Bible says in Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. When we think about the extension of God's hand, be careful for nothing only comes because the Lord is at hand. Do you know that God is real? Do you know that God is real? Yes, He's real. But you can only understand when you look back how the Lord cared for you, protecting you and guiding you all along. You are here today only because of God. God's love, protection, provision for your life. Never ever said because of my education, because how I plan things out. No, it's only because the Lord is at hand. Then you can be careful for nothing. But when we come to that it cannot save, it tells that God is not limited. God is still saving people today. You know, I have heard some say that God cannot save them because of what they have done. But I notice that salvation is not based on what you have done, but on what He did as a Savior. We have to thank God for that. Hebrews 7. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter number 7. Verse number 25. Hebrews chapter number 7. Look at verse number 25. Wherefore, He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession. The Bible says He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him. You know what? The expectation of God's work. The Bible makes it clear. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Praise the Lord that He only is able to save my soul. But He is able to keep me safe as well. And then the last part of Isaiah 59 verse number 1, it says, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. This talks about the exercise of God's will. This tells us that God is not lacking. The word translated heavy means to be heavy is that in the bad sense, burdensome or dull. You know, sometimes when I think of God, what if He had too burdened to hear or even care about our prayers? There are places back in Fiji where you need to call them and then they will say, please wait for the next person to answer your call. And then you have to wait and wait and wait. There are places you go and you wait for long. But the Bible says, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear. Have you made your request known to God this year? 2024. How many of the requests we just keep in our mind and we're thinking? By thinking about it, you think you can solve everything. Have you take your request to the Lord? My prayer this evening, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear. I don't know what you have with you right now. Have you make your request known to God? Have you take it, Lord, this is my wife, this is my husband, this is my children, this is my family, this is my workplace. Have you take it to the Lord? You know, as a father, you love to hear from your children. But humanly speaking, sometimes they are very irritating as well. Eh? They keep on Dead. Eh? But not to our Heavenly Father. Eh? The Bible says very clearly, neither his ear heavy that it cannot what? Cannot hear. Human Father, in the afternoon, my ear is heavy. In the morning, it's still fresh. You tell me something, that's okay. But not something expensive, eh? Yeah. Only my ear is heavy if something expensive. But if something light and something for me, it's very light. I just want to take it in. But when we think about God, he said that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy, that it cannot hear. What if we had a God too burdened to hear or even care about our prayers? You know, I'm so thankful today that we're in a good place, Bible-believing church that loves to preach about the Word of God. Do remember this. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear, that it cannot hear. The extension of God's hand, the expectation of God's work, and the exercise of God's will. No wonder 1 Peter chapter number 5, verse number 7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening. As your word being preached today, you know your people that are sitting here this evening. You know what each individual going through. Lord, I pray that we not be just hearers of your word, but be doers also. As your word says that we need to trust you with all our hearts and lean not unto our own understanding. In all our ways, we need to acknowledge you, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'll answer our prayers according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen.